Corky Marlinson's leg and foot felt numb. Not knowing what else to do, he had wiped down his injured calf with a rag and wrapped the wound in layer after layer of duct tape. By the time the tape was gone, his entire calf, from ankle to knee, was enveloped in a tight silver sheath. The bleeding had stopped, although his clothing and hands were still covered with blood. Sitting on the floor of the runaway Crestliner, Corky felt confused about why the chopper hadn't found him yet. He looked out now, scanning the horizon behind him, expecting to see the distant Goya and incoming helicopter. Oddly, he saw neither. The lights of the Goya had disappeared. Certainly he hadn't come that far, had he? Corky suddenly felt hopeful he might escape. Maybe they had lost him in the dark. Maybe he could get to shore. It was then he noticed that the wake behind his boat was not straight. It seemed to curve gradually away from the back of his boat, as if he were traveling in an arc rather than a straight line. Confused by this, he turned his head to follow the wake's arc, extrapolating a giant curve across the ocean. An instant later, he saw it. The Goya was directly off his port side, less than a half mile away. In horror, Corky realized his mistake too late. With no one at the wheel, the Crestliner's bow had continuously realigned itself with the direction of the powerful current, the megaplume's circular water flow.
"I'm driving in a big frigging circle!"
He had doubled back on himself. Knowing he was still inside the shark-filled megaplume, Corky recalled Tallon's grim words. "Enhanced telencephalon olfactory lobes. Hammerheads can smell a droplet of blood a mile away." Corky looked at his bloody, duct-taped leg and hands. The chopper would be on him soon. Ripping off his bloody clothing, Corky scrambled naked toward the stern. Knowing no sharks could possibly keep pace with the boat, he rinsed himself as best he could in the powerful blast of the wake. A single droplet of blood. As Corky stood up, fully exposed to the night, he knew there was only one thing left to do. He had learned once that animals marked their territory with urine because uric acid was the most potent-smelling fluid the human body made. More potent than blood, he hoped. Wishing he'd had a few more beers tonight, Corky heaved his injured leg up onto the gunwale and tried to urinate on the duct tape.
"Come on!" He waited. "Nothing like the pressure of having to piss all over yourself with a helicopter chasing you."
Finally it came. Corky urinated all over the duct tape, soaking it fully. He used what little was left in his bladder to soak a rag, which he then swathed across his entire body.
Very pleasant.
In the dark sky overhead, a red laser beam appeared, slanting toward him like the shimmering blade of an enormous guillotine. The chopper appeared from an oblique angle, the pilot apparently confused that Corky had looped back toward the Goya. Quickly donning a high-float life vest, Corky moved to the rear of the speeding craft. On the boat's blood-stained floor, only 5 feet from where Corky was standing, a glowing red dot appeared. It was time. On board the Goya, Michael Tallon didn't see his Crestliner Phantom 2100 erupt in flames and tumble through the air in a cartwheel of fire and smoke. But he heard the explosion.